Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'm Jason Ball, Australia's only out and proud Aussie rules footballer. When I'm not taking a mark and lining up from the 50, I'm listening to Dean and Andrew on Hide and Seek.
Yeah, but you're not tonight. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. This is Hide and Seek with Andrew the Apprentice and myself, Matty T.
That's right. It is Dean Beck's final Hide and Seek this evening. Mm. Celebrations kick off around 9:30. Joining us now to give us a bit of an idea about what's happening this coming Saturday. It's a very important day for our community. Mm. Is Shane from Pride March Victoria. Good evening, Shane.
Hi, how are you?
Bloody hell, Andrew. What are you doing?
Look, the apprentice is in fine form tonight.
Yes, turn him on.
So, Shane, you are the Vice President.
Vice President of Pride March Victoria, that's right.
And so give us a bit of a background on what Pride March Victoria is.
Pride March Victoria is the community group that runs the annual Pride March down Fitzroy Street for the gay and lesbian and wider communities every year on the first Sunday of February.
Lovely. And, of course, because it's centred around, obviously, the Pride March itself.
It is, definitely. That's our signature event, if you like. We do have two other events during the year. We have a launch event, mm-hmm. which we hope everybody comes to. That will happen around about the 17th of January this year, mm-hmm. On the lawns of St Kilda Town Hall, and that will be followed up by a little bit of a carry-on over at the Greyhound afterwards.
Now, it might be very easy to think that, oh, you know, the march happens once a year, so for the rest of the year you get to do absolutely nothing. Is that right?
Goodness me, no. No, it's quite an effort when you want to cut off Fitzroy Street for most of the day. Mm. There's trams to be diverted, there's traffic to be diverted, and traffic management plans to be dreamed up and put in place.
How does that work? Is that Pride March Victoria's committee's role to approach Yarra Trams and say this is happening?
We organise all of that, yeah.
And we want you to do this.
We have to liaise with all of the local authorities. So, you know, council, obviously, who give us a great deal of assistance, I should point out.
They are helpful, are they?
They are. They're very helpful. Okay. Very helpful. Yarra Trams, who have always been fantastic, they give a lot of in-kind sponsorship to us, which is very, very useful. Mm-hmm. Victorian Police, liquor licensing, the list goes on.
And so... what does that cost? I mean, how much does it cost to shut down Fitzroy Street for an afternoon?
Look, the whole event costs us about $80,000 to run each year.
Wow.
That's a lot of money for a little community organisation.
That is a huge amount of money for us to try and find.
Does Pride March Victoria charge fees for entry into the march?
No, we don't.
So that's very different to Mardi Gras, for example, which charges quite a bit of money to be able to be eligible to march.
Yes, yeah, Mardi Gras. I did Mardi Gras a couple of times myself in my youth, and I did have to take a small bank loan out to organise that.
Yeah, but also, I mean, if a community group, I don't know, let's say Vic Leather, so Sydney's equivalent, Sydney Leather, have to pay a fee to be able to go and march. For Mardi Gras.
I believe that's still the case, yes.
And so it's very different for us here in Victoria, whereby our community groups can march for free.
It is, yes. We've always had an aim of running a very, very inclusive event. We really want everyone who wants to march to be able to march and show that they're proud of who and what they are on that day.
And last year... Am I right in saying it was a record level of entry last year?
Last year was fantastic. We had the biggest Pride March we've ever had. It was in excess of 120 groups. I think.
Wow.
I think that was more than the year we had gay games here, and they all marched as separate groups.
Oh, right.
So yeah, it was a fantastic turnout last year. We were very, very happy.
But Pride March, of course, has gone through its lows as well, hasn't it?
It has. It has. The year before this last March, mm-hmm. I keep saying last year, but I mean this year.
It's this year, yes.
The 2012
March. That's right. Thanks, Andrew. We had some terrible, terrible weather, and we've always relied very heavily on our bar sales on the day to help fund the event in the following year.
Because down in Katani Gardens, right on the foreshore, you have a big village type set up, and that's where everyone goes after the march.
Exactly, we put on a bit of entertainment, and we have some food available there, and people, we encourage people to come along and have a bit of fun in the park afterwards. Last year, you will note, we also took away the fencing so that we encourage people to bring along picnics and sit on the lawn and enjoy the day.
Lovely. And so it is a very special day for our community. But as you've said, it does cost a lot of money to put on.
Does cost a lot of money. And so tomorrow we'll be having... And sorry, not tomorrow, the 12th. Which
12th.
Is the,
Saturday.
The day after tomorrow. I keep thinking today's Friday. I think it's wishful thinking. we will be having our annual bake-off, and that's our annual fundraiser, which raises a lot of money for us to put this event on.
So we'll come back in a moment and find out what Bake Off is and how you can help support the Pride March Victoria and the running of the Pride March Every Fribby. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with myself, Andrew the Apprentice, and Maddie T. Stay tuned, because coming up very soon is the start of a mammoth farewell to Dean Beck.
It's going to be crazy.
It is. You're on Hide and Seek.
Hi, everyone. This is Jai Wallace, and I've had sex on a trampoline. This is Hide and Seek with Dean and Andrew.
Hello, this is Reeve Nicholson. It's all right. I don't know who I am either. You're listening to Dean and Andrew on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Oh, faggots.
That's right. You're on Joy 94.9. Hide and Seek. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. Andrew the Apprentice here tonight, joined by... Maddie T.
Go on, say it. What were you going to say?
Vicocious.
We had a message, yes.
Yes, we had a message. We'll get back to that later.
Come back to that later.
We are, of course, talking to Shane from Pride March Victoria about what Pride March Victoria is, what the Pride March is, and how you can help to ensure that the Pride March Victoria March of 2014 is the best it can be.
Now, Shane, gays love baking, and you're leveraging on that at Pride March Victoria, aren't you?
We are indeed.
Wonderful.
We are indeed. every year we ask everyone to bake a cake, bring it along, and we'll auction it off to the highest bidder.
And these are the most fabulous cakes you have ever seen. I went to the event last year, and my God, they are some fancy cakes.
We get some incredible cakes. Every year Vic Police always put in an amazing cake with the...
How many years have they won it? In a row. Is it two?
Oh, don't ask me to say that. It's at least two. I'm just struggling to think. Was it the year before as well?
How do we beat the Vic Police on this?
You're going to have to put a lot of effort in, and I would start your ovens now.
That's incredible to have Victoria Police being so actively involved in an event like Pride March Victoria for our diverse gay and lesbian communities. It's great to have their support on board, I'm sure.
It is. We have a great relationship with Vic Police. They've always been very good to us. They supply their staff on the day free of charge, which is a godsend, because the event wouldn't happen if they didn't do that.
Cool. What do they do on the day?
So they help with marshalling, obviously, crowd control, and not crowd control, we have security people for that, but making sure that everybody's behaving and doing the right thing, and that everyone has a safe and fun day.
Awesome. Okay, let's get back to the cakes, because I'm hungry. are you hungry, Andrew?
Yes, and so what happens on the day?
So on the day, we ask everybody to bring their cakes in. This year, we're starting the registrations at 2:30 in the afternoon, so... Just backtracking a bit, it's at DT's Hotel, if people don't realise that.
That's right, DT's Hotel at 164 Church Street in Richmond.
So we ask them to bring their cakes in at 2:30 in the afternoon, register them all, and then we have some judges going around. We have some celebrity judges going around at 3:30 doing the judging, and then we start auctioning off at 4:30.
Have we announced the celebrity judges?
No, I don't think we have yet.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sorry.
I want to know, are there any rules around these cakes? What kind of dimensions do they have to fit within? Are there any rules as far as...
Absolutely none.
No rules.
Absolutely not.
So it can be a single cupcake.
It can be a single cupcake.
With pink icing and a little candle.
Yep, yep. And we have the pavlova always makes a good showing. A lot of the sponge cake type varieties always make a good showing. Then we get the really over the top decorated cakes, wedding variety, that sort of thing.
Do you have to bake it yourself?
No, you don't have to bake it yourself. This year we have three categories. So we have a fabulous homemade cake category, the sexy sweets and biscuits. So we're doing a biscuits category as well. So all of the CWA people be prepared. And then we have bountiful best buys for those people who are simply too busy to spend that much time in the kitchen. Please feel free to purchase something and bring it along. If you can add a little bit of a novelty item to that, just to give it your own artistic flair, that's always a good idea, and it does help us sell the cake for a little bit more.
And I suppose most importantly is to come along and to actually bring a wad of cash with you.
Well, definitely, because at 4:30 obviously we sell them all off and to the highest bidders, and last year we had a great success with that. That actually kept the organization in business after the previous year. So we if we hadn't have had the great turnout that we had last year, there would be no Pride March anymore.
Now, last year, I think it was around just over $1,300, $13,000.
Yeah. It just under $14,000 last year, which was amazing.
This Bake Off event really is the event that kind of keeps the organisation going into the future.
Totally is. We get some large sponsorship from City of Port Phillip. Mm-hmm. They bring in maybe 50% of what it costs for us to run the event. Mm-hmm. Actually, not that high. Probably about, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, radio.
But they just certainly don't cover the costs.
They certainly don't cover the costs. And this event would go towards, giving us about 20% of what we need to run the event. So it's a very, very important chunk of our fundraising activities.
So get your ovens warmed up now. And make sure that you put in your best effort, because I mean, and the thing is that the fabulous cakes, the ones that are fantastic, they're all fantastic in their own way, but those that have made a special effort usually do attract the highest price.
That's very true. And those with that artistic flair, as I say, that might tickle someone's fancy to have on the table at home.
And Maddie?
Yes.
Are you going to bake a cake?
Am I going to bake a cake? I'm kind of tempted now. See, I thought you may have had to submit the cake and everything well before the actual event, but you can just rock up on the day as long as you're there by 2:30 and you can submit your cake.
That's right. And that's actually why we've moved the registration back. It used to be a bit earlier in the day, but cakes don't always keep forever, so
no.
it's much better if you bake them that morning, and so we'd like to give you the time to bake it that morning and then bring it in.
Now, one thing to remember is make sure your cake is tram accessible, because trams, you're going to have to probably get a tram to the DTs to be able to deliver your cake.
That's possibly true.
And therefore stay at DTs for the afternoon and celebrate with the community.
Yeah, no, we've always had a fair amount of success with that. People do tend to bring their cakes either in boxes or on plates that they're prepared not to have back.
Yes.
And that sort of thing, but allow people to get them home in one piece.
Now, Manny T, we've had a couple of messages through on air at joy.org.au and also 0427JOY949. Now, remember tonight, if you send through a message and you include your member number, you can go into the draw to win a double pass to the Black Ball 2 on the 19th of October.
Mm-hmm. Filthy tracks there.
It is. There are filthy tracks. And Daniel has messaged in to say, come to Bake Off and buy a cake for your pets.
Are cakes good for pets? Do you know, Shane?
I know those particular pets, and yes, I'm sure they're fabulous for those particular pets, Dolce and Gabbana.
And another message has said that the gays like eating, except for Maddie. You can say it.
What?
The dance party queens.
Yes.
Well, look, that's true.
All I can say to that is that New Year's Day is actually 12 weeks away, so you've still got a good 12 weeks to eat the cake and then head to the gym.
All right. So Saturday, the 12th of October, this coming Saturday, at DT's Hotel, 164 Church Street, Richmond, cake registration from 2:30, judging from 3:30, charity auction from 4:30. There you go, Shane. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fantastic.
Manny T will be back with the man of the hour, or the hour and a half, and a couple of other guests soon, very, very shortly. You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.